Lukuta Sichas Chelek Tezvav Parsha Bereshis Sicha Aleph. Das was the Torah hebt sich an mit den Eis Beis, the reason why the Torah begins with the letter Beis, Bereshis Bara, which starts with the Beis, and nicht mit den Eis Aleph, and not with the letter Aleph, was is the Eshto Eis von Aleph Beis, which is the first letter of the Aleph Beis, so it would seem that the Torah should begin with an Aleph. There are a number of explanations why this is so. Umehem, amongst them, are as follows. Number one, in Yerushalmi state, as well, Aleph is Loshen Roshetavis Arira, because the Aleph has the connotation of, because it the word Arira, which means curse, begins with an Aleph. So therefore, this is the Eshtais, no, sorry. Beis is the Lashon Rosh Tevis Bracha, and Beis gives the connotation of blessing, because the word blessing Bracha begins with a Beis. The Ribbo heeps nisht on the Torah mit an Aleph, nor mit a Beis. That's why the Torah begins not with an Aleph, but with a Beis. On the second explanation in Medrash, Zokter as the Tmune von a Beis, von Eis Beis, the shape of the letter Beis, was a vermacht von drei Seiten, which is closed in on three sides. One is often in the fetet soften side and is open on the fourth side, which is represents the north, because in Yiddishkeit, as opposed to the map, the forward is always Mizrach. So if you're facing east, north is going to be on your left. So the base is open on the left. So that represents the north. Is enlich to the Welt is similar or mirrors what the world velcha is b'shafen gevaren in an oifem was ira drei ruche zene stummes ugdureis. The world is also created in such a way that the three sides, north, east, west, and south, are closed in, built up, and so on. On ruach tzvein is, whereas the north is geblieben often is undeveloped. It's open, so to speak. It's undeveloped. Batam, and the reason why this is so, why was the fourth side left undeveloped? If somebody should come along and say, I am the one that created the world, I am God, that there's an immediate response. Adarabe, if you're the one that created the world, so go ahead, you left the fourth side open, close it in, that needs to be finished off. So why don't you go ahead and close up the north side, which of course nobody can do, so that's just the ready answer for somebody who should claim that he's the responsible for the creation of the world. A third reason in Kabbalah explains it this way: as the Torah was milernin da in Olam Hazeh, the Torah that we study down here in this world is as the Torah shenimshach gevaren in the Olam Hazeh. Yeah, that's the Torah as it has already evolved into the worlds of Bri Yitzirasiya from Atzilus. In other words, it originates, let's say, in Atzilus. In Atzilus, it has a completely different, it's understood differently in Atzilus. It means different things in Atzilus, as we know that there is no cows and oxen, which the Torah talks about in Atzilus, but it means something else. And then it evolves lower into our world, into our reality, and these things, these ideas, which in Atzilus mean one thing, take on another meaning, the meaning of an actual cow, and so on. Ki yudu the pirush v'al teiroscha shelimadetonu, as we know, the explanation of the words, and your Torah, which you have taught us, that it means, v'al teiroscha, your Torah, main the Torah vizis in Atzilus. Your Torah, as Hashem generates it, is the way it appears in Atzilus. Shilamadetanu, and then as you taught it to us, the Torah vizis in Elubabriya refers to the Torah as it comes down into our reality. And that's why the Torah begins with a base. So Maramazain, this teaches us, this reminds us, as the Torah was mir lernen, is shein the zweite Madrege in Torah, that the Torah as we learn it is not the first step. That is already the second level of the Torah, as it is down here. Aleph, the Eshta Madrege in Torah, because the Aleph, which represents the first level of Torah, is Torah Shabbat Silas, is the Torah as it appears, as it's understood up there. And what we're learning is only the second level, and that's why it begins with a base. L'chayre fadet sich hasbara in jedem von die drei Eibendemante Taimen. There needs to be more explanation in regards to each one of those three answers. Number one, in Eshten Teretz is nicht moving. In the first one, we have to understand wie der Ebenezer fragt, as the Ebenezer actually asks. We find many words which begin with a base, und so haben in sich dem Teichen von Hebech HaBracha, which also represent something negative. On the other hand, we have many words which begin with an aleph, which mean good things, blessings and good things and so on. So why is it that they chose the aleph to represent arira, curse, and the beis to represent bracha? You could find words which letters and words which have the opposite meaning. So it could have started with an aleph and choose a good meaning for the aleph. In Zweiten Teretz, in regards to the second answer, we need to understand das was Teira hat sich gedacht anheim mitan halif is as doch der Fahr was azoi manzich leiden seide von Teira. The reason one suggests that the Teira should begin with an aleph is because this is how Teira would suggest it, according to the letters of the aleph base, which is a Teira study, the letters as well. So it should start with an aleph. That's a Teira idea. Yes, aleph is the esh from the aces from aleph base. Is does gufa abavais as it is eich the esh to b'mayla? That of course means that the letter aleph is somehow represents the first and the most choice and the most elevated, the highest. Ein vibal does mitzad to say that a teira had sizr gedaft on eb mitan aleph. So if so, since from teira's perspective, which the order of the letters is something from Torah as well, it should sort of started with an aleph, is doch schwer zu sagen. So it's difficult to say, as Torah is mishane in ihr seder und sie hebt zuchom mit habeis, that the Torah decided to change the proper order, what would be the proper order according to, as we explained, and decided to start with a beis, v'chdeis is old sein zugepasst zu Welt, so that it could reflect and be more in tune with the world, because the world is shaped the way the beis is shaped. Because the beis is similar to the way the world is created, that it is closed up on three sides and open on the other side. The Welt ist beschaffen geworden durch und zu lieb Teure, when in fact the world is created. is actually created through, via the Torah and because of the Torah. K'maymer Hazal, as our sages tell us, by Reisa v'Ubara Alma, that Hashem looked into the Torah as a blueprint and created the world according to what the Torah sees as necessary. Bereishis b'sholat Torah in Christ Reishis, or as they say, that Bereishis, that Hashem created the Torah Bereishis at the beginning, or for the purpose of Reishis, which is the Torah, which is called Reishis, the first. And therefore, it's not the opposite, that Torah accommodates itself to the world. What that means is that the world needs to accommodate itself to Torah. So it could have, in other words, theoretically, it could have started with an aleph, and the world should be shaped like an aleph, to reflect the letter of aleph. Why is it that the opposite, that it started, it's... starts with a beis, because the world is shaped like a beis. So make it the opposite. In Dritten Teretz, we have to understand in regards to the third answer, since we say in the bracha of the Torah, you gave us the Torah. The Eibishter hat uns gegeben sein Torah, Hashem gave us his Torah, das heißt, as dieselbe Torah im selben Seder, and what that means is, you gave us your Torah. Which means that it's the same Torah with the same order, viziz beim Eibishten, that we have a Torah which is similar exactly the way the Eibishter has it. You're his Torah. Hat er uns abgegeben dolamata, and that's what he gave us here. His Torah is what he gave us here. Obemele is pung vid the Torah by uns. So therefore it will be understood that just as the Torah down here, our Torah, starts with a beis, as I hate to chon euch the Torah shabatzilus mitten bereishis bara. So also the Torah, as it appears in Atzilus, also begins with bereishis bara mit a beis, also with a beis. unishnor teira shabatzilus, and not only teira as it is in atzilus nor eichecher, but even the teira as it is reflected on even higher than atzilus, which it does come from a higher place in atzilus. Bas nor si is shayech zu abechina fun oisius. At whatever level you could say that there is already the appearance of letters, there might perhaps there's a letter higher. There's a level higher where there is no letters, and therefore you can't talk about Aleph and Beis at all. But even higher than Atzilus, there are levels in which the Torah also comes through those levels, and there is an idea of letters, and over there too the Torah begins with a Beis. Bleibt doch wieder die Kasha, so the question comes back. So then why does the Torah as it is in Atzilus and higher start with a Beis? Here you wanted to answer that because we have to understand that our Torah is not the first level, there is a higher level. Over here it's Beis, over there it's, but over there also it starts with a Beis. So what's the reason why over there it starts with a Beis? Noch Appelle in the Minyan, another question about this matter. Von die alle Eibendemante Biurim kommt euch, from all of these explanations that we just gave, it comes out, as the Torah darf sich anheben, darf ge mit a Beis, und nicht mit an Aleph, it comes out that the Torah needs to start with a Beis. For whatever reason you have, it needs to start with a Beis, not with an Aleph. The Zelt aber die Gemara. The Gemara, however, tells us a story, as wenn die Skenemam, ibegis es the Torah for Talmei HaMelech, that when the elders, the Jewish sages, translated the Torah into Greek for Ptolemy the king, as is the famous story of the Septuagint, what's called the Septuagint, it was translated by 70. Septuagint means 70, the translation of the 70. There were 70 sages that Ptolemy HaMelech put in separate rooms, and he told each one to translate the Torah, and he told them that if he finds mistranslations, he will punish the ones that mistranslate. He wanted to make sure that they all translated accurately. And a miracle happened, that Hashem gave the same idea to each and every one of the 70 sages, that each one translated it exactly the same, even when they changed certain things, minor things, in order to satisfy certain ideas, they made small changes. For instance, here's one. The Pasuk Bereishis Bara Elokim, in the beginning, created Hashem, which is the literal translation of the word Bereishis Bara Elokim. They translated it into Greek as if it would have said, God created in the beginning. The reason they did this was because they didn't want him to be able to say that there is something called the beginning, and that created God, Chas v'Shalom. So they reordered the words to say, in the beginning, God created in the beginning. So in other words, V'bal das milmailo hat men zei arangegeben di deye zu metagam sein vi es wohl gestanden el kim bara bereshis. And since it's certainly by divine inspiration that they all translated it exactly the same way as if it would have said Elokim, God created in the beginning, mitan aleph zum onay, which means that the way they translated it, the Torah began with an aleph, is the funay chacha. So it becomes clear as is da agor shtarka svara, that there is an idea, there is a reason to say as the Torah zolzachonim mitan aleph, that the Torah should begin with an aleph. When Allah has brought us if andish, and every explanation that you have that it shouldn't and that it has to start with a Beis, wollten sich nicht angenommen bei Talmei HaMelech, wouldn't have been acceptable to Talmei HaMelech. Umen hat gemusst ankommen zu an Nes, as dasen beleif kulam. And therefore they all needed to reorganize it in a way that it started with an Aleph Elokim, and it just had to come via miracle because it had to be a divine inspiration for each one of them, in order to make it start with an olive, because the Talmud would not have accepted it. So it seems that there is good reason that it should start with an olive, even though ultimately the Torah doesn't start that way. But there is good reason to think that it should. Then another question about this. Das Guf is doch at Tmiya Gedayla. This in itself is a great question. As Zainan Dor, Betayras, Emes, Kame, Vakame, Toymer, Vascholos, Atayra, Nishmet, and Aleph. Torah gives a number of reasons why it should start not with an aleph but with an beis. Three of them we just spoke about before. Not even one of them is acceptable to Talmi HaMelech, and that's why they had to reorganize it, or that it had to come out in such a way that it starts with an aleph, and that would be what he would accept. The Biur in them. So to explain this whole matter, Eifem Pasuk Alma of the Haaretz. It's the Gemara says that in regards to the pasuk, why was the land Eretz Yisrael, why was it lost? Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed and the Yidden went into Golus? Alazaftem es Teirasi, because you left my Torah. That's what the pasuk says. Zogen Chazal, so our sages say in the Gemara, Azvos meint Azaftem es Teirasi. What does it mean that they left the Torah? They didn't leave the Torah. They kept Torah. They learned Torah and so on. It means shalei bercho b'Torah tchila. It means they didn't make the bracha that you're supposed to make before you begin learning Torah. They didn't make the bracha first. So what does that mean? Is mevayer the Bach? The Bach explains that umarum is in Rabbeinu Yehina, and he brings it. It's alluded to in Rabbeinu Yehina as chodsh they haven't gelernt asach Torah. That even though it's true that they did study a lot of Torah. What they were missing was, they did study Torah, but they were missing that the feeling that is supposed to accompany Torah, which is that you learn Torah in order to become one, and you attach yourself to the holiness and the spirituality of Torah, and to draw the Shechina into the Torah, to draw the Shechina down. They were missing the spiritual aspect of the study of Torah. Und das ist der Pirush von Avda Aretz, and that's what it means, that the Torah, the land was lost. Klayma Nechreva, what it means is, the land, as Yisrael, was destroyed. V'nishra chumreha mibli over shem k'dusha sashchina. Sham k'dusha sashchina. What it means is, that the land was left in such a way that it didn't have any spirituality that flowed through it, because when they studied Torah, they didn't bring the spiritual aspect to it. So the land became empty. It was only the coarse physical earthiness of it that was left, and there was no spirituality brought into it. And that's what it means, that they didn't make the bracha on the Torah before they learned it. They didn't bring the spirituality, the connection to Hashem, into the Torah. Thus haste. In other words, in Torah is an eferan tzveinyon, and the Torah has two aspects to it. Number one, the limit of Torah b'avon v'asaga. One is to study Torah and to understand it, and you have to understand what you're learning and so on. And beis is the dveikas v'isachtos mit noisna Torah. The second aspect of Torah is that it is for the purpose of connecting and becoming one with the one who gave the Torah, with Hashem. V'zdos is the kedushas ha-Torah v'atzmusa, which is... That's what it means, the holiness of the Torah, and what is the essence of the Torah. But thus is l'maylim and aseichel. That is something that transcends the understanding of Torah. There is something greater than understanding the ideas of Torah, the holiness which is found in the Torah. And the seder in them is, and the order how you have to approach the study of Torah is that. As frier noch faren lernen Torah, that first and foremost, even before you begin to learn, study the Torah, apply your seichel, your intellect to understand it, dav zayin the ibegebenkeit und dveikes zum etzem von Torah shalmaylam seichel, you have to first dedicate yourself to the and connect yourself to the essence of Torah, which is what transcends seichel. Be the loshna gemara, as the gemara says, beircha bat chayre tchila. That first you have to make the bracha and the Torah. In other words, first you have to dedicate yourself to the spiritual aspect of it. And then you can go to study Torah and to understand what the ideas of Torah present. And that is also the explanation why the Torah begins with a beis and not with an aleph. Aleph batzeichen. Das was kommt zum ersten. Aleph represents what's first. Aleph means first. Und beis zum zweiten. Beis means what comes next. Das was a Yid lehnt und lernt in Torah, that which a Yid reads in the Torah and studies in the Torah, is the shein, the beis von Torah. That's already the second step for you, not for Atzilus, for you, for the person learning, that has to be the second step. The Tzveiter Inyan Vos is Doyen Torah. This already is addressing the second idea, aspect of Torah. The Erste Zach, what is the first thing? The Aleph in Torah, what is the Aleph of Torah? Is the Verbundenkeit Ire zum Neusen of Torah, Shul Mailu von Havon of Asaga. The first aspect of Torah is its connection and attachment and oneness with Hashem, the one who gave the Torah. And that transcends understanding the Torah. Hecha von Zir Isis, this comes before letters, was does dav sein noch far dem Bereshis von Torah. This idea transcends even the shape of the letters. In other words, that when you get to the bays, the shape of the bays, you're already past stage one. You're already at stage two. And that's why the first letter, when you get to letters, it's already a bays, because the first aspect of Torah is transcendent of letters, transcendent of the intellect of Torah, and so on. It is the connection to Hashem himself. That has to be as a preparation for the actual study of Torah. And that's why on every level of Torah, as it is in Atzilus, as it is in our world, as it is even higher than Atzilus, that's why they all start with a base. Because in every level of Torah, there are these two aspects. The Torah is nizgalig avon aloid the kelim ba'isus from the olam. There is the Torah as it was brought into the world so that it could integrate with the world in which it's being studied, which is already a lower level. The naisan the Torah shalmaylam ba'isus, and then there is the aspect of Torah which is connected to the one who gave the Torah with Hashem himself, which is higher than the form and the shape of letters even. And therefore, even in Atzilus, there is that letter, that level that transcends the way the Torah is understood in Atzilus. Vigeretchen filmo, as was discussed already many times, haben alle Pirushim efenzob mevart, or the inyan ha-shaycha zelazeh, whatever, all the explanations on the same word or the same idea are connected to each other. They're not unrelated to each other because they're different explanations, but they are connected to each other because they explain the same idea, the same word. So also we can say in this case, as the drei oben gebrachte timim ubiurim, that the three above mentioned explanations for why the Torah begins with aleph, a beis, not an aleph, seinen alle neveya von ein klozde genukuda, they all flow forth from one essential idea. From the bir haposhetanal, they all come from this explanation, this obvious explanation that we just gave, that the first step is connection to Hashem as it transcends the intellect of Torah, and only then comes the letters, the words, and so on. As the aleph von Torah is the nekudas v'isatzmus, dveikus v'isatzmus mit dem darge v'sesecha v'nasoga, that the aleph of Torah, the first step of Torah, is the connection and in unitedness with the higher level, that which transcends understanding. And then there is the limud ha-Torah, the study of Torah b'avana v'asaga, using your own intellect, is the base of Torah. That's only the second step of Torah. So that's the central theme and idea. And each one of those explanations, each one of those three answers fits in with this explanation. And the dry product of Torah, and that this central idea of Torah is expressed in the three specifics and ideas in Torah as the Torah functions and its effect on things and so on. It's expressed in all those three that we talked about, the three answers that were given. Which are all, there are three different aspects which are explained in each one of those answers. So number one, we have in regards to Torah itself, the Pirush from Kabbalah, the answer that was given from Kabbalah, as Aleph and Torah is Torah Shabbat Silos, that the Aleph of Torah represents Torah as it is in Atzilus, and Beis of Torah Shuvah Bria, Beis is Torah that has expressed in Bria in the creation. Then there is the pu'ula in the adam aleim Torah. Then there is the effect that the Torah is meant to have on the person studying the Torah. So in regards to that, durch dem was the herita as avon of asadus b'Torah blaze the beis of Torah by understanding that by him understanding that the intellect of Torah, understanding Torah, that is only the second level, is ein limud and even from beis loshem bracha, then his study will be as a blessing to him. Unish chas v'sholem, and not, God forbid, in an oifem fun ala vazdan is a loshenariya, and not that the Torah will be to him like a curse, as I'll explain a little later. So this in itself, understanding that the intellect of Torah is only the second level, that makes Torah a blessing to you, and not chas v'sholem an aleph to you. Then there is the third point, the pu'ulef and Torah in the bria, how Torah affects the rest of creation. Shaz the limit of Torah is kidaboy, when a person studies Torah properly. As is dofriya the aleph shabbatayra, that he understands that first he has to connect to the spirituality of Torah, which is represented by the aleph, is memesakin dem ruach tzvayne sheinim sevebes. Through this, we are now able to enclose, to finish off, to complete the northern area of the world. Thus is Nirmas in Eis Beis, which is what's brought out by the letter Beis. And I'll explain all these three ideas that he just said now in synopsis. So to explain these three ideas, the Pirush from Berchah B'Torah Tchila is the Chnisht Amazol Yetz Zayim mit the Kavona von Dveikas HaNeshama Be'Elokus. When our sages tell us that you have to make the bracha on the Torah first, they don't mean that it should remain that way. Well, and the neshama is connected to Hashem, to Elokus, and that's what it means, and we leave it there. Of course, it doesn't mean that. Nor does his oich hagdome was that bringing to limit at Torah, but that this introduction of making the bracha connecting to the spirituality of the Torah is the introduction that has to lead to the proper study of Torah. Kediyak Loshon Chazal, as our sages, as when you look at the words closely, you see that they say Berchah B'Torah Tchila, that they have to make a bracha on the Torah first. That's how you begin. In other words, that after you begin by making the bracha, then you have to get to the next step, which is to actually study the Torah. So in other words, it's not enough just to imagine the spirituality of Torah, and that's enough. That's what is meant by the bracha. No, it's meant to be the introduction to what happens afterwards, which is the study of Torah. When the far is moving, so therefore we understand as does drik tzechois that this is expressed in three different ways. Number one is in the Torah atzma vasalern, so that this bracha that you make, in other words, the recognition of the inner essence of Torah, the spirituality of Torah, has an effect on the Torah itself that you're going to learn. Number two, in the Adam Aleimet, it's going to have an effect on how the Torah affects you. And number three, in the Pu'ula from Torah of the Welt, it's going to have an effect on how Torah can affect the world. It's going to make a difference in all those three areas. B'shas Malern Torah on the when a person studies Torah without that initial dedication to Hashem, dan is the Torah vasmalen bebchinas nifrat chazushol funalukus, then the Torah that you study lacks a connection to godliness, because you didn't bring that, you didn't recognize and understand that it is in essence a Hashem's wisdom and connected to him and so on. So the Torah could remain separate from godliness. Until the Torah can even be misused and used by negative forces for its purposes, for their purposes. And thus is Nirmes in them was and this we can see is alluded to in the fact that the first letter of the word Bereshis of the Torah is the letter Beis, also relates to the word Bria, creation. In the world of Bria, which is the beginning of creation, over there begins already the lack of unity, there is already disharmony. As a pasuk says, from there it spreads out, from there it breaks apart. So Atzilus represents absolute unity, and Bria represents already the beginning of this unity. So in other words, if you learn, you study Torah without that recognition of the Aleph of Torah, what you're left is a Torah which is disconnected from its creator. Mashenkim and limud Torah is mit ha'akdama from berachah b'Torah tchila. However, when a person studies Torah by first making the bracha, in other words, recognizing this connection, demult is the gelernt Torah for einzig betachlus mit neisna Torah. Then the Torah that you study becomes essentially connected with Hashem, the one who gave the Torah. Al derech v'atzilus is elam esachta, similar to the fact that Atzilus is the world of unity, where everything is united, elikus bepshitus, where godliness is the obvious, umetzius bishchatus, and that there should be something other than Hashem, that is something novel and astounding to Atzilus. Whereas in this world, it's the opposite. Over here, the fact that things exist is obvious, that Hashem exists needs to be studied and understood, and so on. On to the second point. Chazal zogen, zochanasis leisam chayim, loy zochanasis leisam misa. Our sages tell us that when a person that studies Torah, if he merits, the Torah becomes an elixir of life. If he doesn't merit, then it becomes a poison, a deadly poison. Und das ist der Inyan von Beis, loshen bracha, und alef loshen arir. And this is what is meant, that the Beis represents, that's the answer in which the Beis represents blessing, and the Aleph represents the opposite. When the limit of Torah from an Adam is in an oifen von Zocha, in a reinem oifen, when the study of Torah, that the person, the way the person studies Torah is in a way that he merits, in other words, he does it in the proper way. As free the heretic the Ketushas HaTorah, that first he recognizes the holiness of the Torah. Thus is Be'em der Aleph from Torah, that is the first level of Torah, that's the Aleph, the holiness. Is Dan Dor, the Beis Bracha, Nasu Le'sam Chaim. So then, when he gets to the second point of the Torah, which is to understand it and to study it and so on, it becomes a blessing to him, it becomes an elixir of life. But if he doesn't merit to study Torah properly, in meaning as the Avon of Asogav and Torah is Ba'em der Aleph and Torah, that the understanding, the intellectual pursuit of Torah is to him the first point of Torah, he lacks, he doesn't understand that there is a higher level which is the transcendent level of Torah. On Asfel de Bechina Zocha, therefore, he's lacking the merit, meaning the Ketushas HaTorah, the holiness of Torah, the Emes HaAlef Sheba Torah, which is really the Aleph of Torah, Dan Vert Lachman Letzlan, so then the Aleph, that as he has the Aleph, becomes Aleph Lashon Arir, becomes, as the sages tell us, Nasa L'Sam Misa, becomes a deadly poison. And the third point, Kedei As Torah Zal Uftanim Veld, in order for, in other words, back to the second point for a moment. So the second point was, how does it affect the person that learns the Torah? Now we go to how the Torah affects the world. In order that the world should bring about a recognition that Hashem exists and that He runs the world, is as the Torah was in them Torah was the Torah. That can only happen that when you learn, study Torah, you sense and you understand and you relate to the fact that Hashem gave the Torah and that it's Hashem speaking through the Torah and so on. Und das ist der Inyan von Zuras alle Eis Beis, was er bedeutet zu der Welt, was stumme begimmel ruch Hasein und ruch zwein, das ist einem zu Beves. And that is what is meant by the letter Beis, that it reflects the world, which is closed on three sides but open on the north side. B'shas havanah v'asaga, von Torah is by em the base von Torah, when the understanding of Torah, the study of Torah is the second level, weil by em the head so der Aleph, the Aleph and Torah is the nice of Torah, because he understands that the first level is the one who gave the Torah, Hashem, dann ist das Messakon und Maschum der Welt, then his learning Torah will fix the world, will complete the world, will perfect the world. The fact that the north is not complete, what that means spiritually is that in the world it's possible to imagine that Hashem doesn't run the world. So when you study Torah with the recognition that the Aleph is its connection to Hashem, so then you fix the problem that the world has, which is its lack of recognition of Hashem, that He runs the world. So in other words, this explanation that the Rebbe gave for why the Torah begins with a Beis actually explains all three answers that he brought at the beginning of the Sikha from the different sources in Torah, from Kabbalah and so on. So he's already answered the three questions that he had on those three answers. The first one was that why choose the Aleph and Beis, the good words and the bad words. So he says, no, because this is actually the meaning of it. If you apply the proper order to Torah, the Aleph and the Beis and the Aleph to Torah, so then you have the result is the bracha or the opposite, God forbid. And the second question that he asked, that why does the Torah have to emulate the world? It should be the opposite, that the world should emulate the Torah. So what he answered was that the Torah is meant to fix the world, and therefore it has to be applied in the proper way in order to be able to accomplish its effect on the world. And the third question on the third answer was that in Atzilus it appears that way, but therefore over there too there is a Beis. So he explained that even over there the Aleph comes before the Beis. You have to recognize that the connection to Hashem transcends even the Torah as it is in Atzilus. Zion. Al pi kolanau vet menoich verstehen dem tam fa was des kenem am fatal me amal khibig ze ze tayda na ifen gleich wie de tayda hebt ze gamm mit an alf. Based on this we can now understand why the elders at the time translated the tayda in a way that for talmai amalach it started with an alf. And the reason is val kol hanau, because everything that we just answered as limit ba vanav sagi is the base from tayda. That the learning and the understanding of Torah is only the second step of Torah, is shayach nor by Eden and ish by Yom HaSoilim. That's something that belongs, that relates only to the Jewish people, and it doesn't relate to the non-Jewish people. That this is the second level of Torah, and that there is a higher level of Torah. The din is because the halacha is as akam shoesik b'Torah chayim misa. A guy that learns Torah is chayim misa. What does that mean? As a Yehudi tarnish lein and kateira l'shem liman haTorah atzma, a non-Jew is prohibited from studying the Torah for the sake of study of Torah. And meg nor lein and Torah a vifel sizim negay. It's a vism biyazaitz mekaims and neshevim mitzvah didhu. He is permitted to learn Torah, but only for the sake, for the purpose of knowing what is the law that he needs to do. What does the Torah teach about how he has to conduct his life for the mitzvahs that relate to him. So the study of Torah is only a teaching tool, but to learn Torah just for the holiness of Torah, that is not permitted to the non-Jews. V'bal as the limit of Torah by umas ha'olam is v'chdei l'das as ha'maisa she'yasun. So since the study of Torah by a non-Jew is only for the purpose of knowing what he has to do, is moving, so it's understood as yehobmash ashaychas nortz de minu fun avaga v'vanav asaga she'b'Torah. Then they truly have a connection only to that aspect of Torah which relates to the understanding of Torah. But they have no connection to the essence of Torah, to the holiness of Torah, to the connection of Torah to Hashem, which is what you reach by making the bracha, in other words, by dedicating yourself to that aspect of Torah. That's only something that relates to the Yidden. This is mochach in Imloshen from Birchas HaTorah, as you can actually see from the bracha of which the Gemara talks about. You have to make the bracha. What does it say there? Asher bachar bonu mikol ha'amim, that he chose us from all the nations. V'nosan lanu as teirase, and he gave us his Torah. In other words, the aspect of his Torah was given only to us, and the Torah to study it in order to teach you a way of life that can be useful to the goyim as well, but to make it to study Torah because it's Hashem's Torah, that was only something specific to the Yidden. Und der Rebbe beschast es keinem aber mit Targni, wenn der Teure Talmud HaMelech, and therefore, when they translated the Teure for Talmud HaMelech, who was not Jewish, wenn sie haben übergeteilt die Teure in Anäufen, wie sie hat Zerscheiches zu Bnei Noach, translating it for him means to translate it into a way that it relates to him too, is uisgekommen wie es wohl gestanden Elokim bara bereishis. So it came out, the translation came out in a way that it relates to him, which is that Elokim, it starts with an aleph, asahib tzachah mit an aleph, but by umas ha'elim is avon avasoga nishken tzveta zach na da'eshta zach, because for the goyim, the understanding of Torah is not the second level of Torah, the second part of Torah. It is the first and only part of Torah. That's the entirety of Torah for them. It's only for a Yid that it's the second point of Torah, and that the first point is the connection to Hashem through Torah. Parsha Bereishis heipman on Tzuleinu Simchas Torah. When do we begin to read Parsha Bereishis? Of course, on Simchas Torah. Is Eichder Inya Fabunim mit dem versus Mavur Leil? That's also connected to what we just explained. The fact that we started on Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah tanzmen mit der Torah, was dafke durch die Rekudim beraglayim nennt man dem Etzem von Torah. On Simchas Torah, what do you do with the Torah? You dance with the Torah. And it's only through dancing with your feet, it's with the feet that you dance, that's how you relate to the essence of Torah. When we state in Zayir, as v'noigin l'mevet Yisrael ima chedva, the Zayir says that the minigan on Simchas Torah is that the Jewish people make a celebration or rejoicing with the Torah, this kriya Simchas Torah, and it's called Simchas Torah, u'ma'atran l'sevet Torah b'kesed lei, and they wrap, they crown the Torah, they place the crown of the Torah on it for the dancing. Das heißt, the simcha from Simchas Torah, what that means is that the rejoicing of Simchas Torah is verbunden the midvas ma'atrin l'seva Torah b'kesed delay, that we place the crown of the Torah, we are rejoicing with the crown of the Torah. What does that mean? Vas kesed is l'mayla ma'arish. The crown, of course, sits on top of the head. Sees there inyan funam shachas ein sabat Torah. What that means is it's not through the head that we're relating to the Torah on Simchas Torah, which means through studying the Torah, but rather we relate to something higher than what's on the head, the crown, which is the drawing down of the infinite godliness into the Torah. The Fabund von Torah zu Yidden mit Anais na Torah, the connection of the Torah and the Yidden to the one who gave the Torah, to Hashem, to that which transcends the head. And that's why we dance with our feet. In other words, it expresses that we're not studying Torah, we're dancing with some other aspect of ourselves, and we can relate with the feet to the essence of Hashem, just like with the head. Und durch dem, durch der Achanas HaSimcha Ba'am Shocha, and it's through the preparation of the rejoicing and the drawing down of the infinite of godliness into the Torah, Kem Adonach, then we can get to the second point, which is in Tokfen Simchas Torah Gufa, actually on the day of Simchas Torah itself even, then we can start reading the Torah from Bereishis, because through the dancing, through understanding, through the activity of Simchas Torah, which is to relate to the higher aspect of Torah, then we can begin to read it as well. And we started with the Bereishis, that it starts with the Beis, as min deheret, as the ganze limud in Torah is the tzveit inyan from Torah, that we recognize that the study of Torah is only the second aspect of Torah, the aschola from Torah is the ibigi kemikait sonais na Torah, and that the beginning of Torah, the first level of Torah, is our dedication and submission to Hashem, which is expressed through the dancing of the Torah and through the crown on the Torah and so on.